This is the best bits of Chris and Brownie on Star.
Would you like it? Would you like someone to dump a surprise holiday on
you? Here's the thing. I think when it comes to having a holiday or something big like this, there needs to be a lot of planning that goes into it. Mm-hmm. Like, you want to be able to know where you're going and what you're doing. I don't like going into things blindfolded because you don't know what's on the other end.
You want to be able to trust the other person planning the holidays. Because you don't want to go, bang, hello, we're at the killing fields.
Yeah.
That's not... Honey, you really need to relook at the brochures.
That's right. You need to, you know, be able to trust the person who's putting all of this planning in mind as well. You know, you need to trust them with your life if they want to take you to a place which they love, which you might not think is very flash at all.
Have you ever had a surprise holiday? Would you... I've never done it before.
Well, growing up, because my parents divorced, we'd always go out to my dad's house. And then around Christmas time, we'd jump in the car and he'd go, oh, we're going down the shops, not knowing that he'd packed our bags and we'd go and see the grandparents for the weekend.
Okay,
that's technically like the only surprise holiday that we had.
All right, now, I was going to say something really sad. Where are we staying for holidays? I don't know. It's going to be a surprise.
Daddy, where are we going?
Not sure, kids. Not sure. Our family never did surprise holidays. We were never really well off. But
didn't get in the car and go anywhere for a drive?
But for a drive. But I had, you know, richer friends and stuff like that who would.
Okay.
And then I'd rock up to their place and they'd be like, oh, guess what? We're going to Tokyo. And I'm like, yay, we're all going to Tokyo. Brilliant. I had a flatmate of mine who his grandmother passed away, and the story was that she used to hide money in her house.
Right, okay, yeah.
So the whole family spent one day...
searching all over, trying to find it.
Find cash. Found about, 10 grand just floating around the house.
Nice work.
Yeah, so you just got to be aware of that.
I was just
going
to say, it just goes to show you need to check in with your parents and find out exactly if they're keeping their money in the bank or if they're hiding it in the house, because you don't want to demolish your house and build something new there, just in case.
Such a loving son and grandson.
I'm thinking for the future, okay?
Thinking about your needs. So over the weekend, right?
Okay.
I may have had a touch of the heat stroke. I may have been a little under the weather, dehydrated, not 100%. So go to bed, right? Put the phone on charge. Now I'm at a hotel because I'm out in Dubbo.
That's right. You're up there for the wedding. That's right.
Put the phone on charge. Jump in bed. And then I wasn't really sure at the time, but I understand now that it was a dream because. What happened was I picked up my phone, which was impossible because it was on the other side of the room. So the dream was I woke up, picked up my phone, and there was a message.
Okay.
A message. And I open it and it says, messages from Paul Brown.
Oh, wow. Okay, so the dream's about me.
The dream's about
you. Okay, here we go. The
dream's about
you. Right.
The message says, hey, buddy, so sorry I've been so cranky lately, but I've just discovered that I'm going to become a father. And me and such, and I can't remember the name of the person, or otherwise I'd belt it out on
straight
air
straight away.
I've discovered that I'm going to be a dad, and
I'm just going to quickly check my phone just to make
sure.
Can you
just go through your messages?
Are you sure this was a dream?
I think it was a dream.
It was one of those dreams which you actually thought was real because everything seemed perfect.
So
in a way,
is there anything that you need to tell me this morning?
Was this
a premonition or anything like
that? Here's the thing: I haven't heard news about whether or not I'm a father. If you found out first, that's amazing. That's incredible. Well done. I'm just trying to think. No. There's no chance.
13, 12, 16 this morning here at Star. We want to know, Devon, do you love it? Do you hate it? Michaela's joining us now. Michaela, what do you reckon? Love it or hate it?
I have a Devon family.
Oh, Devon family.
I feel sorry for you guys.
You all have it? You all like it?
Yeah, love it. My brother has Devon and tomato sauce sandwiches.
Oh.
My dad fries it on the barbecue.
Oh, my goodness.
Breakfast.
And there's nothing better than a piece of Devon with tomato sauce, am I right?
It's brilliant.
It's horrible.
You should try cutting a piece of Devon into four pieces and putting one onto a water cracker. It is absolutely brilliant.
Oh,
not a Jack Bar. Jack tastes terrible. Just a water cracker.
You have me sold. That is what I'm doing this afternoon after the show, getting some water crackers. And, of course, Devon, I'm going to make a little platter for myself. Well said. Thank you very much for that. You have a good day.
You too. Thanks.
All right. We have recipes now. This is what I'm asking you. Maybe you could give us your Devon recipes as well.
What
can you make with Devon?
Here's the thing, okay? If you're going to ever throw, like, a lunch party or a dinner party or something like that in the future, please... Do not put Devin out on those platters at
don't
all.
Don't be like that.
Every now and then at work, we have one of those days where everyone can bring, you know, food from their heritage and stuff like that. Are you going to bring in like a Devin roll and crackers?
Well, a Devin makes sense for my heritage because I'm from all over the place. So why not a food that represents a multitude of backgrounds?
105.9's Chris and Brownie. Weekdays from 6 on Star.